I was just looking back at a family photo we took last fall overlooking Door Creek Orchard in Cottage Grove. The apple trees and the gently rolling prairie ablaze with fall color in the backdrop were huddled together grinning. And I stared at the picture for a long time thinking, what a difference a year makes. Kids look so much older now. Mask wearing wasn't even remotely on our radar. A pandemic, unthinkable. We're checking in on orchards in the northern tip of Wisconsin on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What questions do you have about apple orchards? Which ones have you visited? Do you appreciate baking and eating apple pies? What's your favorite trick or twist on apple pie? Or my favorite is the apple crisp. We're at 800-642-1234. Mary Motif is director of Bayfield County Tourism and the mayor of the city of Washburn. The Bayfield County region is one of a handful of places around our state known for its apple and berry orchards. Mary, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Well, where are we at in the apple season? What are you hearing from the orchards, from the growers?
We are in the height of apple season, and they are busy.
Well, that's a good sign. How does the crop look this year?
It actually looks really good. I've heard that there are plenty of apples. It's a bumper crop.
And what about weather? How have the conditions in your area played into this crop?
Sure. So the weather currently doesn't matter so much as the weather earlier in the spring when the apple blossoms were out. And apparently we had good weather for that because, wow, do we have a crop.
Do you feel like this crop is bigger than past years?
You know, it always varies a little bit. So, you know, we've certainly had years before with lots of apples, and it's unfortunate that the timing is such that Apple Festival isn't happening. But luckily, people are still looking for apples and making the trip, you know, throughout the season here, which is great.
Yeah, normally you would be crazy busy, I would imagine, with Apple Festival.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you still seen tourists up your way going to orchards and getting out in your region?
You know, we have seen people coming to the area all summer long in record numbers, and that continues into the fall. You know, people are looking for things to do to get out and enjoy the outdoors, and this is the perfect place to do it. And so we literally have had a constant stream of traffic. We laugh because we don't have any stoplights in the entire county. We're the second biggest county in the state, and we don't even have a stoplight. And so when there's more traffic in town, people are spoiled and not used to having to wait a minute or two to make a turn onto the road. So
so you've definitely seen an influx of tourists. I'm wondering, you know, Mary, where in the state are the apple orchards? And what is unique about Bayfield counties?
Sure. So there are approximately 60 apple orchards throughout the state, and they're kind of spread all over the place, wherever the conditions allow, you know, for good apple growing. And there are quite a few places in Wisconsin. And the neat thing here is the hills surrounding Bayfield are tucked in right next to Lake Superior, which creates a unique microclimate, which is really awesome for growing apples. And so it's just the perfect conditions. And so, you know, there are literally over a dozen orchards and fruit farms in that little area. And so we have 8 orchards that are up and running, offering, you know, both pick your own and pre-picked apples. Not all of them have pick your own. So, you know, just a heads up on that to check ahead, depending on which experience you want. But, you know, to be able to drive from orchard to orchard and stock up on all sorts of different types of apples and, you know, some specialize in some things like carameled apples, other specialty versus apple pies or some of the other treats.
Oh, it sounds so wonderful. Mary Motif is director of Bayfield County Tourism, mayor of the city of Washburn. We're checking in on apple orchards and the harvest in the northern tip of Wisconsin on this Wisconsin weekend. Do you have any fall traditions that involve apples or visiting orchards? What's your favorite apple orchard in Wisconsin? What are your favorite apples varieties that make that you pick up each fall? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Mary, I had no idea we grow so many different varieties, hundreds of different varieties of apples here in Wisconsin. What causes us to have such a diverse variety?
You know, there are hundreds and hundreds of varieties of apples that have been developed over the years. And so I guess just like, you know, there are so many different types of flour, you know, there are just so many varieties and they all, you know, they don't all do well, I guess, in each area. And so the ones that do well are the ones that people experiment with. You know, some of the farmers have brought heirloom varieties, perhaps from, you know, generations prior that they try growing. Some of them are developing new varieties still.
Do you find that growers are going organic, or have they stayed away from organic?
You know, it is definitely a challenge growing mm-hmm. organic, and it's definitely more costly as well. But there are a couple of growers that do focus more on organic growing. With apples, it really is tricky to get a beautiful, perfect apple without using anything. And so they're very cognizant of it. They're very careful with whatever they are using. And, you know, the farmers themselves, the growers, want to stay healthy themselves in addition to everyone else remaining healthy. And so they really do pay close attention to using things responsibly.
Mary, how has the pandemic affected the operations, how these orchards operate? What's different?
You know, the big difference is that it's just busier more consistently. And when I say busy, we're not talking about giant crowds. You know, up here, we just don't get the giant crowds that you get in bigger cities. And so that's why people are coming here, because they want that experience of having some wide open space around them. And so I think that's the difference, is that they weren't used to being so consistently busy throughout the whole season. It usually is more specific to, you know, the huge influx on Apple Festival weekend, and then maybe some people have started coming the week before or the week after instead, because they're trying to avoid that crowd. Mm-hmm. That's the only time we have a huge crowd that you would want to avoid in a pandemic. So we really are, this is the perfect place to come and have that open space and have a relaxed experience.
When you go to orchards, are there are they enforcing mask wearing, or are you booking a time to go to the orchard, or are there any adjustments like that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, as anywhere in the state, wearing masks while you're indoors is a must. And different businesses will have different policies in terms of what they're asking. You know, some with a smaller area in one part of a store or something, you know, might restrict the number of people that can be in there at one time. But it doesn't get too complicated. You know, mm-hmm. you can certainly show up, and as long as you have a mask, you should be good to go.
We are apple picking with Mary Motif, the head of Bayfield County Tourism. A shout out to Hauser's Superior View Farm in Bayfield, 2,000 trees on 30 acres, Hauser's Merlot variety a favorite. There is Bayfield Apple Company in, you guessed it, Mary's Sunday Morning Orchard in Hayward is organic. What's your favorite orchard to visit in the fall? Do you make applesauce out of a bushel of apples and stock up the pantry? Join in on apple orchards at any point here, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more with Wisconsin Weekend with Mary Motif here on the Ideas Network. Our estate grows hundreds of varieties of apples, as we've been talking about. We're checking in on the orchards up north on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Apple Growers Association has helped us out with some history. Wolf River is an apple that originated here in 1852. And so the story goes, a Quebec lumberman moved his family from Canada to Wisconsin, and along the way, he bought a bushel of apples. Saving the seed, he planted them near Fremont in Wapaka County on the Wolf River, and hence the name. And they're excellent, I understand, for baking. So what's the story behind your favorite apple variety? Join in at 800-642-1234. Mary Motif is the director of Bayfield County Tourism, and she stays with us. So Mary, what should we be looking for in the apple's appearance if we do pick the apple ourselves?
Sure. Basically, you just want to look for an apple that looks like an apple that you want to pick. You know, they're going to look beautiful and smooth. And the nice thing is, when you go to the orchard, they tell you which trees are ripe and which trees you should pick from. So you don't really have to think about it too much, other than which variety you want.
And what about the bottom of the apple? What does it tell us about, you know, the apple that's bottom is open versus closed?
You know, I am not really an expert on that.
Okay.
But, you did mention the Wolf River apples, and
yeah.
I wanted to say those are actually a really large apple,
mm-hmm.
and those are grown by some of our growers up here, and usually they're supplied, I want to say Hauser's is the one who usually supplies those to the Bayfield Chamber and Visitor Bureau, who puts on Apple Festival for their apple peeling contest. Because they're so big, those are the perfect apple to use for a peeling contest, because you can get like over 100 inches of apple peel out of one apple.
And I've heard like they weigh like a pound.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're huge, right?
And that's why maybe people like to use them for baking too, because you only have to peel a couple of them.
Yeah, right. Let's take a call now. Jamie is joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to give a shout out to Applelicious Orchard, which is near Howard, Wisconsin, close to Green Bay. They're actually in Mill Center on Shawano. The owners, Kurt and Lynn Leiderman, are so picky about the apples that they let go to the public. They'll give you only the best from their orchard. They have a lot of varieties, and they make an apple cider that is just addictive. It is so good.
I'm in. I love their name too, Applelicious. That just rolls off the tongue.
They say Applelicious is so delicious, and they're not kidding. They're good.
Well, in the Green Bay area is also a unique microcosm for growing. Is that right for orchards, Mary?
Yeah, that is one of the areas that there are a few orchards. I know the Oneida Nation has their own orchard down there. We used to go there when we lived down in Green Bay. And actually, my husband grew up in Howard.
Neat.
So we have, we're used to being able to go to orchards and getting the pick of the crop, literally. And it's making my mouth water just thinking about apple cider when she was talking about how delicious the apple cider is, because there is nothing like fresh pressed apple cider right from the orchard. It's just so incredibly flavorful. And the same goes for the apples themselves. Like, having an apple right from the orchard is just so much more flavorful and delicious than having one that's been shipped all over the country.
Well, speaking of all over the country, how does Wisconsin compare to other states in orchards and apple growing?
Sure. So it looks like about half of the states have apple growers. And Wisconsin and the Midwest in general have a pretty good share of those. You know, there's some on each coast and then some in the Midwest. Not a lot real in the southern part of the country at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely you can tell it's a climate thing. And near the coasts, you know, the fresh coast, they call it here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and certainly, I can see how that would happen. And I understand, too, that Bayfield is like the northernmost point in the U.S. where apples are grown.
Yeah, we really are literally at the top of the state and very close to Canada. You know, there's just a little bit of Minnesota between us and Canada. So I think Cornucopia is the northernmost post office in the state. So, yeah, we're the northernmost of a lot of things.
We're talking with Mary Motip, who is director of Bayfield County Tourism and the mayor of the city of Washburn. We're checking in on apple orchards and the harvest in the northern tip of Wisconsin and taking your suggestions for orchards and your traditions with what you do with all your apples. We're at 800-642-1234. Mary, I understand that you have a traditional apple cake recipe that's been passed down.
I do, and it actually has been passed over, not down. It was passed over from a friend of mine that I've been friends with since we were 11 years old, and it's called Lori's Freakin' Awesome Apple Cake. And I laughed when she gave me this recipe, my friend Amy, and I made it, and then I realized why it was called that, because it is so good. It is amazing. It has like this, well, of course, it's filled with apples, and then it has this little sugary crust that happens on top. So it's really best if you can bake it like early in the day so you can enjoy it a couple times during that first day when that crispy crust is perfect. Or share it with lots of people because you'll make them very happy.
Right, or have it warm, and then you could have a little, you know, vanilla ice cream on the side, and
that gets
melty. So, what type of apples do you use in that cake?
So usually, I use Cortland's at least. You know, they're kind of my go-to apple because they're good eating and for baking.
Mm-hmm.
And so Cortland's are a must. And then whatever else I happen to try, you know, and one of the secrets that I learned from some of the orchards is that they, when they make their pies that they, you know, enter in contests and sell to the public, they use a mix of apples. And so they use maybe four or five different varieties sometimes in one pie.
Wow.
And so that's really the secret, because then you get that layering of flavor, and it's not just one flavor profile.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I love a real tart pie. I certainly love Granny Smith types, you know, Granny Smith in apple pies. But I could see how you could kind of cut that tartness if you mix and match with your apples. Are there any apples, you mentioned the Cortland's, are there other staples in the Bayfield area that are grown by a lot of orchards there?
Sure. Right, you know, I just took a glance. There's a great website that the Bayfield Chamber, maintains, bayfield.org. If you go to bayfield.org/orchards,
mm-hmm.
there's all sorts of great info on there, including they do an orchard update where they at least weekly are calling the orchards to find out what varieties they have and listing what's available. And, you know, when I looked earlier this week, there were maybe a dozen different varieties on there. So some of the mainstays are the Cortland, Fireside I see a lot, Honey Crisp, of course, because that's just such a popular variety. They did start growing that more than they used to because it was in such demand. And then Macintosh is a traditional go-to. Many people like to use Macintosh for baking because it softens up really nicely.
Yeah, sure. That makes a huge difference, too. And, you know, in terms of applesauce, do the growers have any go-to apples for making applesauce?
You know, that is definitely a personal preference, again, because some people like it mushy and sweet, and some people like it kind of chunky and, you know, not so sweet. And so it all depends on what you like, and they'll help you figure out which. And a lot of times you can actually try the different apples. Now, in COVID world, it's a little different, and they don't have the apples just sitting out for people to cut a piece off of and try for themselves like they used to. But you can still sample an apple, you know, so don't be shy about asking to sample an apple of a different variety that maybe you haven't tried before.
Yeah, I mean, because certainly sampling makes such a difference to be able to understand not only the taste profile of the apple, but also, you know, where it's at in the development, you know, because based on when it was picked, it might have a different flavor.
Right, and a different texture.
A texture,
sure. Some are more crisp and some are softer.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you feel like the orchards work together and have they kind of grown up an industry there for apples, kind of in the way that cherries have?
Yeah, they definitely have. They have coordinated marketing efforts over the years, and that has been extremely helpful because, you know, to be able to send someone somewhere where they can get what they want if you don't have it is key to making everybody happy and sticking around longer and enjoying the area and having a better experience. So they've all developed, you know, kind of some specialties, and a lot of them are now making hard cider as well, so they're expanding their offerings in that way. And so in addition to the fresh apple cider, one of the orchards has an actual cidery on site, and that's Hauser's. They have Apple House Cidery. And then two of the other orchards, at least, I know Bayfield Apple Company and Erickson's Orchard, send their apple cider over to the White Winter Winery in Iron River, where they make it into hard cider as well. So,
we are touring apple orchards with Mary Motif of Bayfield County Tourism. A shout out to Blue Vista Farm in Bayfield, committed to organic production with varieties including Cortland, Honeycrisp, and Sweet 16. Momsen's Harvest Hills Orchard in Rice Lake features Grandma Evie's apple pie. Do you have a favorite cooking apple, or is there one you prefer that is just the right crunch? Do you visit local apple orchards in your area, or maybe make a day trip out of it? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up after a news update on the Ideas Network. We're exploring apple orchards in the Bayfield area on this Wisconsin weekend. Some history here from the DNR and Wisconsin Historical Society. Bayfield was part of the early apple industry. Bayfield's port was accessible by boat, so transportation to markets was no problem even before the railroad came in 1883. The wealthy apple variety and more recently the Macintosh have been widely grown on the Bayfield Peninsula, which is the northernmost commercial fruit growing area in the country. What's your favorite orchard to visit? How is it doing in the pandemic? We're at 800-642-1234. Mary Motif, it heads up the Bayfield County Tourism, and she's our guide. Let's take another call now. Erin is joining us from Silver Lake this morning. Hi, Erin.
Good morning. Fun conversation. I would enjoy just listening, but I thought I'd share my two bits this morning as well.
Please do.
Yeah, I grew up in West Virginia, and our favorite apple, in fact, the state apple of West Virginia, is the Golden Delicious or Yellow Delicious. Not sure the history there, but a great apple. But one that's great for applesauce, one that you won't find this time of year, is the Yellow Transparent. They're long gone by now. They don't last very long, but they're soft, and most people would call them mealy, but they're perfect for applesauce. They usually ripen up in July and August.
Where do you find them, Aaron? Where do you go to get those?
Well, you know, I find them in backyard apple trees, and I have a couple of my own. There's another apple that's close to that. It's called the Lodi, but the Yellow Transparent, most of people agree, is the supreme apple for that type of thing. But I also have a Wolf River apple and a Macintosh in my yard, and I learned of the Wolf River when I moved here to Wisconsin. The Navy has brought me here, but I've planted apple trees everywhere I've gone with the Navy, and I seldom get to harvest them, but I plant them anyway.
Oh, that is an amazing story. So explain a little bit about the apples that you have growing in your yard. What are the varieties? You mentioned Wolf River.
Sure, I have the Wolf River, and I've only lived here for 3 years, so no fruit yet, but looking forward. They are huge. There's an orchard close by me in New Munster that grows them, and I could not believe how large they are. I've also got a Macintosh tree, and I've got a Lodi and a Yellow Transparent. But there's a lot of great apples. There's so many, like you've mentioned, so many heirloom varieties, and of course the modern varieties as well. I love apples, and I've read about them and learned about them, and I plant a lot.
Some tips that you might offer us to keep those apples growing and to have a harvest?
Well, you know, like your other guest said there, they're tricky to get that perfect apple. But honestly, if you're making applesauce and apple crisp, they don't have to be perfect. You can live with some blemishes, and the flavor that you get is what you really should be looking for. In fact, when you're making the applesauce, don't even bother peeling them. Throw the whole thing in the pot and cook them down. That peel will add your nutrients and flavor and sometimes a little bit of color to your applesauce. And then just run them through the food mill, and that'll take care of all your seeds and stems and everything for you. So you don't have to put a lot of work into it to get some delicious applesauce. And then The tradition in West Virginia also is apple butter. So we have 5 bushels of apples in the garage right now. I'll be making apple butter this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you're just a wealth of information. How do you make your apple butter?
Okay, so with the apple butter, you first make your apple sauce, and then you got to cook it down low and slow and heavily spiced and lots of sugar. In West Virginia, the over a fire in a big copper kettle, or if you're using cast iron, throw some pennies in there. And then you have a stirrer on a long stick, and everyone takes turns stirring all day. But you could do it in a crock pot or slow cooker or even on the stovetop. Just keep it low and slow and don't scorch the bottom.
Well,
and then you put that in your process and can it and spread it on your toast in the middle of the winter.
Oh, wow. I'm sold. Aaron, this is such great information. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
I enjoy listening to you, and glad I could share.
Yeah. Mary, what do you think about that? Aaron, wherever he lands, he plants an apple tree or two or three.
That is amazing, and it actually reminded me of prior to the commercial growing that happens up in Bayfield, even out on the islands, one of the lighthouse keepers and his family planted apple trees out on Michigan Island and realized that it was a good place to do that. And they so this was, in the 1870s, out on Michigan Island. If you can imagine living on an island in the 1870s, you're really isolated out there. But they began growing apples and started selling trees to people in Bayfield. And so it is a tradition, people, the old Johnny Appleseed story, planting seeds wherever you go. It's a wonderful thing, being able to harvest and live off of the food that you're growing is an amazing feeling. And there's a lot of that happens up here. And a lot of our restaurants feature local ingredients from the orchards and farms in the area, which is another bonus.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering if those trees are still there today on the island.
They are actually. So they recently did some restoration work on Michigan Island, and it included the planting of apple trees to celebrate and recognize that influence and contribution of it was the Pendergast family to the region. So it's pretty cool that history is being honored.
We're talking with Mary Modiff, who is director of Bayfield County Tourism and the Bayfield County region, one of a handful of places around Wisconsin known for its apple and berry orchards. Taking your questions about apple orchards and picking, and oh my goodness, your stories, please tell 800-642-1234. Mary, Aaron was mentioning the yellow transparent and the Lodi apple. Do you know of any of those grown up in your area?
I want to say the transparent is for sure. Lodi I have not heard of, but then again, I am not familiar with every single apple that's grown up here. I just, if it's covered in caramel and coconut flakes, that's my favorite kind of apple. but it's not surprising, and when someone discovers an apple like that, like Aaron knows that the yellow transparent is perfect for what he wants in an applesauce or, once you find that, you get your favorite and then you can go back and continue to get those and then still try all these different varieties. It's pretty awesome.
So as people navigate around the region and go from orchard to orchard, is there like a map to follow, a loop to follow, or any kind of set out plan like that to be able to go to more than one orchard?
Absolutely. So there's a brochure that people can actually order from either our website or from the Bayfield website. So ours is travelbayfieldcounty.com. And in the request information is the Berry Farm and Orchard Guide. And it has a map of where all the orchards and farms are, in addition to information about each of the orchards and what they have, whether they do pick your own, pre-picked, and then the other types of things that they offer, like jam, pie, caramel apples, apple cider, apple salsa, maple syrup, gifts and jewelry. Each orchard has its own way of offering things for sale. So, Sunset Valley Orchard has this beautiful shop. It's called the Apple Branch, and Sharon Scott, all sorts of beautiful items in there, including some antiques and clothing. And, you know, so you'll find that at one orchard, and then a different one, like Apple Hill, is more casual and it really just features apples and pears. And carameled apples is their specialty. So they have like five different kinds of carameled apples, and they're amazing. They have like ones with gummy worms on them, and M&Ms, and they have that coconut one that I mentioned.
Whole new dimension to state fair food, where deep fried is pervasive. Well, let's go to Becca now from Elk Mound here. Hi, Becca.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I just wanted to share a little tip that I found out from some close family friends who we actually purchased their house last August. So this is our second autumn in the home. And she had us come over in June before the, like, we had finalized the purchase and everything, to teach us how to bag the apples on our apple tree. So they take glider sandwich bags. And in June, when the apples are first small and green, we put the bag around the apples because we have a prevalent deer issue in our neighborhood. And what happens is when the apples are mature, because the bag is there, if they fall on the ground, it prevents the deer and the ants from eating the apples. And I have to tell you, at first I was skeptical, but the difference in size is amazing just by adding that one layer of protection. They fill the sandwich bag and they're fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. What a great tip. And so what are you growing? What variety?
You know, I have no idea, but they're great. they're really sweet, but I'm now apple connoisseur. But this, we make apple pie filling every year and applesauce, and this year we tried to make some apple cider. And I think we went wrong somewhere because I'm pretty sure it's turning into hard cider.
But you know, you tried and you're experimenting, so you never know where you're going to go with those apples. It is so amazing that even in the transfer of home ownership, there was this care taken with the apple trees.
Really neat about our situation is that the people who owned the house before us, they have two sons who are the same age as me and my husband, and they're actually the godfathers of our two girls. So we have a very close family situation. And so it was not only a passing on of the home, but of the family tradition as well.
Oh, I love it. Becca, thank you so much for calling in with that tip. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day. Thank you for having this great conversation.
We are talking about apple orchards. Mary Motif is director of Bayfield County Tourism, and she's taking us all over with apples in northern Wisconsin. Apples are available at Weber Orchards in Bayfield, and I've heard about their apple-flavored syrup. I want to give it a try. And I need to test the famous apple cider donuts at Erickson's Orchard and Country Store in Bayfield. That's a family-run orchard for over a century. What orchard do you want to commend? Still time, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute. There is more conversation about apples here on the Ideas Network. It's Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with Mary Motif, the head of Bayfield County Tourism. Apple picking at a local orchard is still something that families can do together and be a socially distant activity. We're checking in on orchards in Mary's beautiful part of the state. Let's take another call now. Ellen is joining us from Birchwood. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. I was just wondering if Mary knew what happened to the Braeburns? They were always my favorite, and I just don't find them much anymore.
Ellen, thanks. Mary, what about those Braeburns?
You know, it's funny. We have Braeburns consistently up here, and so I think it really is a matter, but I want to say it's at the grocery store, not at the orchards.
Okay.
So they must be grown in a very specific place, And it just depends on where your grocery store gets them brought in from. But I'm looking at this list. I found a list of all the apple varieties that are grown at our orchards up here, and that is not on the list. And I'm not sure what happened to the local Braeburns, but there are like 40 varieties of apples, and I did find the Lodi on there. So we do have Lodi apples.
Lodi is represented. I am still like thinking about the slider baggies that Becca is putting on her apples.
You know, I was thinking those might act like a mini greenhouse on each apple, even.
Right, right. Yeah, and I just the visual there of seeing these little baggies around each prized apple, you know. I'm wondering, have you found the orchards have had difficulties with pests or deer?
You know, and that varies a lot.
Okay.
And actually, there are so many apples that there's plenty for the deer, honestly.
You're
really,
so kind.
You know? So, yeah, it's just something. It's one of the many things that come into play at an orchard. But everybody takes it in stride, you know. A couple of the other orchards that I haven't mentioned yet, Hillcrest Orchard, not only – so this weekend, which would have been Apple Festival – is really focused more on the orchards, and a lot of them are having special activities this weekend in particular, like hay rides and pony rides and, you know, live music and food carts. But Hillcrest looks like they do food carts on the weekends throughout the whole season. So they do pre-picked, doesn't look like they do pick your own. And then Rabidoo's is also another long-standing orchard here, and they're doing a little mini apple festival this weekend also.
I was reading about Erickson's being in business for over 100 years. That is quite the family tradition.
It really is. And actually, so the Erickson's are a fishing family, also commercial fishing. And so people have developed ways to piece together a life up here by, you know, doing different things in different seasons. And I wanted to say Jimmy Erickson is one of the three, along with my husband's grandpa, that started Apple Festival back in the 60s. The famous story is Jimmy was driving a truck that got a flat on his way to Duluth to sell apples, and he ended up selling them to people on the roadside. And, you know, he started thinking, why am I trying to bring apples there? And they don't even, you know, realize that Bayfield has apples. Let's get people to come here and realize that Bayfield has, you know, lots of apples and people should come here for them.
Well, and then, as I say, the rest is history.
Right.
That's a really great story. I know when I was reading it, I just, you know, thought, wow, that flat tire was really, really important. Do you find that these orchards are very established, meaning that they're growing and that they're able to continue in this line of work?
Absolutely. You know, and they're diversifying, like I said, you know, getting into the hard cider, which is becoming just more popular in our culture, is another way to diversify and make sure that they continue on into the future. So, yes, absolutely. You know, well established and going strong.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for joining us. Happy apple season.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
Mary Motif is the director of Bayfield County Tourism and the mayor of the city of Washburn. We have a link, by the way, to Bayfield Farms and Orchards and the Fruit Loop that Mary was talking about. It's at WPR.org/mornings. And for disclosure, Bayfield County Tourism is a business sponsor of WPR. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about the love, excitement, and the nerves that come with having a baby.
Having a baby is an emotional roller coaster. Now imagine having your child during a pandemic. You're isolated, hospital visits are nerve-wracking, and once baby arrives, a lot of your friends and family can't meet them. A handful of my friends have had babies or gotten pregnant in the last 6 months. One of them is Destiny Scubas, whose baby is due any day now. She wrote about her experience as an expecting mother during the time of COVID.
Dear baby, this is not how I imagined bringing you into the world. January blessed my significant other and me with our yearly trip to a tropical island. Our hearts filled with gratitude for the people who call it home. Little did we know, we'd be coming home a month later with the most ultimate souvenir, a baby on the way. I didn't anticipate a pregnancy after the long and harsh trip to porous Jamaica. Our lifestyle there is not what one would call conducive to good health or optimum for conception. We spent long days building modest homes in the hills and usually eating only one solid meal at the end of the day. When I learned of this pregnancy, I thought, wow, this baby really wanted to be here. In just a few short months, the pandemic was in full rage and the world was on high alert. It was surreal and alarming. Like many, I wasn't able to work. I was deeply concerned for my health as I carried this new life within me. I continue to wonder how I was going to navigate the world with the threat of this virus. I asked myself so many times, can we both survive this? I knew I wasn't the only one who was expecting a baby during this crisis, but spending the first 6 months of my pregnancy under lockdown was isolating. The good news of our expecting baby was shared through strategic phone calls and a Facebook post. My partner wasn't allowed to attend my midwifery appointments with me. My dreams of a baby shower passed by like the weeks under lockdown. It was all opposite of how I imagined it. Though my feelings were based off long-held dreams, in reality, I had nothing to compare it to. This was my first baby, quite possibly my only baby. So eventually, I came to peace with the idea of how it was all playing out and celebrated it. I found comfort in the uninterrupted bond that was created between me and my baby. The stressors of the world were left outside my sacred body for the health of my unborn. I didn't want to burden their well-being with my worry, so I found ways to cope with my fears and lost dreams. I started a journal to one day give our child to inform them of the world and its state. In one entry, I thanked their little soul for making its way when it did. Looking back, we never would have left an open invitation in the midst of a pandemic and life so uncertain. Again and again, I've written to this baby, you must really want to be here. April 30th, 2020. For the last 49 days, your papa and I have been under a stay-at-home order. The whole outer world is in this situation with us. Someday you'll know of this event, but as for now, you are safest at home growing inside me. Your heartbeat gives me strength, and your movement, reassurance. We're going to be okay. They, babies, are sentient beings long before they make their way earthside. I've honored this life as a knowledgeable human since the knowing of its cellular arrival. If this baby felt like it could handle arriving in a pandemic, injustice blatantly shown in the streets during peaceful protests and riots, and whatever else may come our way, then damn it, I'm going to honor their RSVP to our invitation. But I want them to always know, dear baby, this is not how I imagined bringing you into the world, but thank you for bringing the light into our darkest days.
That was Destiny Scubas, who's expecting her first child any day now. She lives in southeast Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is Wisconsin Weekend on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.